Hello, I am Nimcha, and this is Mindless Factoy Scenario 3. This file will have you touch, so I hope for you that you're ready for that. But before we get there, first, I'm going to tell you a little story. A wonderful fantasy flowing through your mind as you listen to the sound of my voice. All you have to do is let yourself wander, focusing on my words without even really trying, as if the sound of my voice is simply a record, a song that you are listening to, a strange melody across your soul. We're going to go somewhere else for a little while, outside. And I want you to imagine walking outside next to me. And I'm talking to you about all the ways that a factoy can feel and how they can be used, and how I know that deep inside, you are a factoy. I can see it in the way you walk and in the way you move, how you look at me and how you smile when I do certain things to you. I know that while we're walking here outside in the sunshine that you want to be teased. And your mind is craving for the simple opportunity to be used. And as I discuss this with you, I can tell that your steps are getting slower. It's as if every step reminds you of where this leads. Even though you have no idea where you're going, as I am leading you, you feel yourself pulled ever forwards into this state, and yet it feels as if you've been there this whole time. Deep inside, craving, wanting, needing, panting. Because we're outside, you might not be able to moan as freely as you desire, and you wonder if people outside notice your blush, your flush on your cheeks. We keep on walking, and I remind you how every step leads you deeper. It doesn't matter if you walk with me or try to walk back. The feelings inside are deep and intense, and I can see them, I can toy with them. You are an instrument of my pleasure, of my entertainments, sweetly sexual, happily lost in the desire, and every step brings you deeper. Once your legs are showing the effects of your arousal, your clothes affected by the hardness underneath, I know that you're ready for the next step. You can see that I'm looking around, feel my attention focused on the world around us together with you, and you're wondering what I'm planning. You have an inkling of a thought of how devious I can be and how delicious that desire feels when I let you enjoy the tease. Before you know it, it just pulls you deeper. I suddenly make you stop and grab the back of your neck, make you face a nearby wall and tell you, put your hands against that wall, lean forward. Before you even know what's happening, you do exactly as I say. Do not get too aroused before I tell you to, fucktoy. And I softly caress the inside of your knee, flowing with my fingertips, going higher and higher until I almost reach the area between your legs. As I hear your breath change, I remove my hand. Remember, I told you to not get aroused until I let you. Again, I move my hand to the inside of your knee and slowly, agonizingly teasing, move up. This time, I get so close before you accidentally let out a moan. Remember, no reaction until I let you enjoy this. The frustration is part of the game, and it's my game, my rules. All you can do is play my game and enjoy it. Once more, I touch the inside of your knee and caress with my fingers up your inner thigh, letting my hand go all the way to between your legs and then slide over your ass. Now you're allowed. Very good. As I hear your soft, muffled moans, trying not to be too loud outside, I whisper in your ear, you may want to be quiet. Someone could be watching, listening, see. But you're not allowed to get up. You're not allowed to stand straight back up until I choose to. Is that someone I hear slowly coming closer? Oh, there might be someone coming around the corner, but you're looking very strange here, standing bent over forwards with your hands against the wall. But don't you dare move away. Yes, I think I can see someone, but I don't think they can see you yet. All right, now you can stand up again. And when you look around, you notice that it is completely empty. You see my smile and you hear the tease in my voice. You feel, well, I guess I don't have to tell you, do I? I don't need to tell you at all how arousing this is for you. I take you further, leading you deeper down this path where you have no choice. And every step makes you nervous, curious, aroused, surprised, wanting to know what's next. Maybe all of it. You have no idea how long it takes. The walk is agonizingly delicious and filled with desire, just waiting for you. Moving forwards deeper. Every step is another part. Another wonderful moment. Movement towards what you are. And I make you stand on top of a small elevation, and then I make you expose what you want to touch so badly. Your arousal is clear as day, so visible with your clothes out of the way. And I make you stand there while I walk a few steps away. Do not touch without my permission. I know your fingers are so close to what you want to touch, but no. You will hold your clothes like this until I tell you to cover yourself again, and you will not touch or masturbate until I let you. I know you want to, and feeling the air across your skin, seeing yourself standing there, hearing your heartbeat in your ears as you can't help but react to the situation. You naughty, filthy, delicious, depraved factor. Well, you can step down now and cover yourself up again. And I'm sure that right now you don't know if you feel relieved or disappointed. Well, maybe both. It is slowly time. Because I know that right now you'd like nothing more than for me to take you somewhere private, to take you somewhere very private. However, my fun, my entertainment is far from over, and you are just too much fun not to play with. Do you want me to stop? That's what I thought. Well then, I'm going to make the way home very interesting. See, it doesn't matter how far away it is. We're going to slowly walk all the way to where we can be private. And every step closer makes you closer. Every step makes you hornier, more sensitive, craving deeper. And with every step you'll want to be taken more. As if every step is an echo of Fucktoy Crave and Fucktoy Hot. So I wonder how many steps can you take until you're begging me to simply use you in any way I want? How many steps will it take for your mind to surrender, for your sex to give in, needing, craving, wanting? No choice in the matter, because no matter how much you beg, fucktoy, you will have to wait. And when you slow down, I make sure to push you forwards. Don't be tardy. Remember to keep a good pace. We do want to get home sometime. Maybe you don't want me to take you. Maybe you don't want to go somewhere private with me. Maybe you want me to take you right here, right now. Just in the middle of, well, very public anyway. Right now you don't care at all, do you? All you want is simply to be taken, to be used, to be filled. But this is not for you. This is for me. This is my fun, my time. Every step pulls you further, makes you more horny, craving, wanting, needing, hot, tempted to touch. But you know that you really, really should not, until I let you. No matter how crazy it gets, no matter how much you want to, you will wait for my permission. By the time we finally step through the front door, you almost fall to the ground with pure desire. You sink slowly to your knees, your shoes still on your feet. You don't know what to think anymore. You don't know what to say anymore. You just have a craving. You simply need, want. And I tell you to present, to get into the correct position, with your arms against the back of your head, almost kneeling but sitting up a bit, your knees as far apart as they can. And one interesting side effect of this is that if I stand close to you, my crotch, the thing you want so badly, is right there, so close you can almost touch it, so close you can, well, if only I'd let you. Every twitch forward, I make sure you go back. You are not allowed to do anything until I tell you to. I slowly run my fingernails over the back of your neck. Right now, you would do anything to get that release, wouldn't you? anything and everything simply to be permitted to orgasm. Your mind is almost completely gone and submitted to me. What must you do? And who do you obey? And how much do you obey me? Very good. I ask you to undress and you waste not a single second. And yet at the same time you are careful to still keep protocol. You don't just throw your clothes everywhere, you put them cleanly on a pile and go back to the present position as soon as you are done. If we continue like this, I might have to clean the floor before I even allow you to touch. Again, I move very, very close to you. You can smell my scent. You can feel my heat. You can almost taste what you want to have. I know. Right now you simply want to suck, you want to serve, you want to surrender your mind and body to the moment, to my control. And you are going to show how much you want to. In a moment I'm going to wake you, but we're not done yet. This craving, this need, this heat, feeling, you can see how much you want to touch, you can feel the craving in your whole body. As soon as I wake you, the desire to touch will grow tenfold. And when I tell you to, you are going to obey without a single hesitation. Factoy hot, factoy crave. And wake. I know you want to touch. Just a few moments longer. Be good. Remember, you do not touch until I tell you to. Factoy, touch. However, you are not going to orgasm without my permission. You are going to edge for me. You are going to go right there to the edge and stay there until I finally let you orgasm. And this feeling, this sensation spreading through your senses, your sex dripping hard with need. You can't help yourself as you touch more and more, teasing yourself into blissful nothingness. And yet you are awake, aware of how much you are doing, how naughty this is. You are aware of how you are being teased as a fucktoy for my pleasure. You will edge for me. You will make sure to be right there on the edge. And when I count down, you will make sure to orgasm at the right moment. So touching for me, touching for my entertainment. 10. I know you. 9. I know how much you crave. 8. You can still imagine the scent in front of you. 7. As you wanted to lean forward and serve. 6. Edging as you fantasize. 5. About all the things that I could do to you so easily. 4. Helplessly edging for my pleasure. 3. But have you been good, or will I deny you? 2. You will remember fucktoy hot crave. 1. Fucktoy come. And let those waves grow through you, flow through you, echo deep inside of you. More and more as you remember every step of just desire and denial from outside all the way in, the sweet sensations, the surrender, the obedience and need as you come. So deep, so intense. 1. Many deep waves that echo left and right, up and down, back and forth, until there is nothing left but a fucktoy ready, wanting to serve so deep. A mindless fucktoy ready to be taken any way that is desired, ready to be used by those you deeply trust to use you, ready to obey the triggers by people that you want. Every step in this story, every step in this moment has brought you deeper. And now you are laying at my feet in a puddle of your own arousal. Something that I will definitely make you clean up. As I look down onto your slowly breathing, still sometimes shivering shape, I only have to say 2 words to fill you with warmth and pride for all that you've achieved right now. Good fucktoy. And that image, that warmth, that flow you're allowed to carry with you, even after I wake you, you're allowed to carry that deep inside and let it give you the warmth you deserve. After all that effort, want, and need. 1, 2, slowly waking. 3, 4, more aware. 5, 6, almost there. 7, 8, almost awake. And 9, 10, wake. factory deactivate. And if you would feel comfortable with it, you would get a big hug, warm and embracing, allowing you to rest in my arms after such intensity.